And now it's time for the Cannabis Report on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hannah Lee Myers, and I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Always good to be here.
So it looks like all eyes are on the MED, the Marijuana Enforcement Division, right now, for some criticism they are receiving. Can you fill us in on what's going on?
Yeah, there's a new state audit, and it says that the MED, the Marijuana Enforcement Division, has been doing its job improperly. A parent group pushed for the audit after learning that some dispensaries were selling to kids who admitted they were underage. Now, I don't know about you, but the dispensary I use wouldn't be selling to the underage. These would have to be new places. But the state auditor says the Marijuana Enforcement Division didn't do underage compliance checks or even inspect many dispensaries for 4 years. And the parent group is called Blue Rising Together. And they initially pushed for a bill last year that would have required at least one underage sting operation per dispensary per year. But that died in the Senate committee after all but one lawmaker voted against it. That would have been crazy. The Dawn Renfield, who is the executive director of Blue Rising Together, and this is a group that's against guns and marijuana for young people. That's their basic thing. And she says, we don't have compliance checks, and we're not certain that these stores are not selling to kids. And you remember, the state, in order to head this off several years ago, put the problem in the hands of parents, because the parents are the ones that are buying the high-potency products, and in some cases, not keeping it away from their children. They could also get it from somebody else who has a card. But according to the audit, the Med has conducted 723 underage compliance inspections so far this year in 2023. That's 723 compared to 573 in 2021 and 2022 combined. So Renfield pushed for the audit along with state senators Chris Hansen and Kevin Priola, after an open records request found the Liquor Enforcement Division had done 25 times more underage compliance checks as the Marijuana Enforcement Division in 2020, even though it had half as many full-time employees. And the state auditor made a number of recommendations aimed at increasing inspections and compliance going forward, and I'm hoping they can work these out. More than one in three new retail marijuana stores, or 40 out of 112, were not inspected within a year of being licensed. It also did not inspect about a third of the stores targeted for inspections, or 182 out of 567, either because they were new or had not been inspected for 2 years or more. And this audit, it looked at the division's activities between fiscal years 2019 and 2022. And statistics cited in the audit show a precipitous drop in targeted inspections and underage compliance in the fiscal year beginning in July 2020. And we all remember what happened that year. And they haven't quite recovered since then. And the examples, they're non-statistical. They can't be projected to the population, according to the audit report, but they're valid for confirming inconsistencies in their enforcement processes. And I think that that's fair enough. The audit found that the division was not checking every store it prioritized for inspection of underage sales, though it did check most of them. About 88% of the stores prioritized were inspected, and that left 75 shops that weren't. The audit also found inconsistent citations for stores found to violate underage sales laws. In a review of seven incidents where an underage operative was able to gain access prohibited areas or buy marijuana. Again, this is not going to happen in most places, but six stores were cited for failing to verify age, five for allowing access to a restricted area, and three for dispensing marijuana to a person without a valid ID. And in a public response to the report, the MED says it appreciates the audit. It looks forward to implementing its recommendations. However, the MED also notes, and this is important, that the COVID-19 pandemic affected its ability to conduct in-store compliance actions and that other inspections were conducted at dispensaries, even if underage sales checks were. And according to the MED, underage inspections are not reflective of all the measures it takes. And the MED cited investigations into advertising and packaging that may target children and teenagers, as well as probes into black market diversion. And product and consumer safety are also top priorities, the division said. And the division noted that since May 2022, it's conducted more than 600 checks for underage sales and found a 99% compliance rate among retail marijuana stores. And a spokesman for the Marijuana Enforcement Division deferred to the bulletin for its response to the audit. So I think the thing to take away from this is that the MED is not doing its job in some cases, and that it's good that we have an audit like this to show where those problems are.
Yeah, really surprising story, considering how regularly we're hearing about how hard the MED is pushing some of the regulations and pretty strict in compliance with some pretty strict rules, and to see them compared to alcohol enforcement and to be falling short there is surprising. So thank you, Leland, for bringing this to our attention.
We'll keep watching and see what happens with the MED.
Thank you so much, Leland. And you can catch the Cannabis Report here on KGNU the first and third Thursdays of every month. For KGNU, I'm Hannah Lee Myers.